Jealousy. Two ways to things, though. I'm the boss, in caps, with caps. But then, gratitude is the new attitude. Hello, homies. Welcome to Something About Everything, the Relatable Situations podcast, hosted by your fave, Dunia Duni. New listeners, welcome to the hood. Yes, it's time for you guys to start enjoying what the homies have been enjoying. Returning listeners, thanks for coming back. Be sure to click the notification bell, rate and comment wherever you listen to this podcast episode. You might just go with something good, you know. Hello guys. Hello, how are we doing? Oh, it's like I'm really getting used to that tune. Hello. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. How do I want to greet you guys? I don't even know again. Now, let's get serious. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. How are you? How was this week? See me stuttering. How was this week? This past week, how was this week? Dunia, really. Ugh. Mine was funny. Very funny. And I quite enjoyed it. I mean, at work, it was just smooth running, and everything was just going as planned. No interruptions, no troubles, no... First things first, let me message to people. One thought just came to my head, though, during this past week. I think on Friday. Yes, it was on Friday. The thought came to my head that I want to repair iPad. How am I sure that when I repair the iPad, the updates will reach 15.0 or 13.0? Ha! Because I just the reason. I've just been thinking of it. I've just been thinking. And you know, Dunia and thoughts now, they don't really match well. Ha, ha, ha. Proactivity is the new thought. So I've just been reasoning it, and it's not adding up because... When I repair it now and it's time to put it in good use, like download Netflix and all on it, it cannot carry Netflix because of its iOS. iOS Z update now. You guys try to get what I'm saying. It cannot carry Netflix. It cannot carry some apps because it's like old. I don't know if you guys get what I'm saying. So now instead of me risking money on that, I'd rather buy a new phone. I think the thoughts are just coming now. I'd rather buy a new phone here, and when I have like loose cash, I'd repair it and use it as backup or something. At least it'll be able to carry some apps. Abby, what do you guys think? Yeah, that's the first thing. The second one, so on this my group chat too, that's how I saw this, and I want to believe we on this pod, we don't reason like that, because no. Just no. Okay, so this is it. Here it goes. In everything you do, get money first. Wisdom will come later. Don't you see anything wrong with that? Like, seriously. I pity you. I don't pity people, but I pity you. Kai. Get money first. See, is it not wisdom you used to spend the money you're going to get first? If you not have it, money will finish and to go. But then I'll advise get wisdom first. I mean, be wise first before you have money. Trust me. It's going to look and sound hard to most people out there now of this, our Gen Z generation. But man, it's a smarter way. It's a wiser way. And those that really have wisdom will see that wisdom first, money later. Do you understand? Like, even the Bible says get wisdom in everything you do. Are we clear? So please, you push you dead that thought, dead that idea. I know it's for cruise. You want to catch cruise, but then there's sometimes that cruise turns to seriousness. She gets so let's be let's be guided. Then we've got Love Ambassador on the show today. Yeah, she's out. She's decided to come out. I don't know why she has been hiding all this while. I don't even understand, but It's well with her. It's well with Tasha. So there was this this video that was trending. Hey, when Dunia Nunu was livid. Love ambassador to you can say the same. So there was this guy, I know you guys know about it. There was this guy that took his babe out on a dinner date and she came along with her friends. 18 of her friends. 18 of her friends, like 1 and 8 of her friends. Okay, so this person says, in her opinion, she thinks that's why it's not good to think. You see that thinking in a way too is very stupid and crazy. Chasey. She thinks he should have paid, not embarrassed her in front of her friends. And then when they get home, he corrects her. Is he her father? Because there's some things I'm trying to get here, like, did he father this child? Because when you get to correct her, as in, when he's not trying to correct her, you that's when people now start saying, oh, he raised his voice at her, he did this, he did that. And we have to prevent that at all costs. See, there are some, I believe ladies on this pod don't do that also, because, are you joking? I still mentioned it, like, I think it was part of the red flags I mentioned on Table Distortion. Yeah. Table Distortion with my friends then. I can't place it. I just can't. Really, a friend invites you out, or even if it's your guy, even if it's your girl or something, and then you thought in your God-given brain to take 18, not even two friends, not even a friend, without invitation, 18 of your friends on that date. Oh, baby, must have the money. Like, you must literally have the money to spend for those guys, because definitely not me dropping a single cent, a single kobo on neither of your friends. Like, for real? Are you joking? That's, guys, when I saw it, and the lady was like, oh, you have to, like, what's going to happen? The guy just carried his own pack. I love what the guy did do. Honestly, I love it. Because 18 people is a lot to feed. I mean, with another person's added money, because I say I love you, you go and bring your friends. I love you, not your friends. Are we? Hello? Guy. See, I'm done. I am done. Because I'm just thinking, what if she didn't have a boyfriend? Won't her friends still eat on her birthday? Because I do not understand. I mean, I invited you, not your friends. If you come along with your friends, then you should be able to foot the bill of your friends. Please, I don't know if there are other thoughts to this. Please let me know, because I don't think I have ladies and gentlemen of such on this spot. I do not want to believe that I have them, because it's crazy. Really crazy. I mean, even Jesus had 12 disciples. Hello? 18. 8. One fracking 8 of your friends. 18 of your friends. Damn. You must be crazy. I mean, I'm done. And now she's expecting the guy. I seriously love what the guy did. Honestly, I love, love, love what he did. She deserved that and more. Because I invited you, bro, your friends, and I asked him to pay their bill. I think it was even only two friends now. 18. I'm still shocked at the number. I'm shocked. Someone said she thinks she probably called her enemies, because 18 friends. I think let's just move past that, because this is a crazy something right there. Please, I hope I do not have people on this pod. I hope I do not have ladies and even gentlemen on this pod that acts like that. If you're not invited, don't go. It will cost you nothing. Avoid embarrassment. See those ladies now. I can just imagine what will be going in their heads at that moment. And I'm sure they knew this guy did not invite them. They just thought, oh, bills on the guy, it's our friend's birthday, and this and that. Eh, embarrassment. Okay. To the next. So this person asks a question. Is it bad to ask someone that wants to date you how much he will be giving you every month? Damn. Guys, is this some sort of poverty alleviation scheme or what? Because I'm trying to understand. Like, some people have seen relationship as a form of a poverty getaway. I don't know if I said that right. They've seen... Ladies, see, I know, trust me, I'm a lady. I know, even if you have your money, you still want a guy to spend on you. It's just in the blood. I don't know how to, guys, and seriously, it's not that we're using it as a form of wickedness. Trust me, we are not. But it is just in the bones, just in the blood that even if you have your money, a guy has to spend on you. Another person has to spend on you. You cannot be living on your money alone. So I understand, I get it. But then you now turn it to collecting salary, allowance. You turn him to NYSC, you turn him to your job. Abi, because he loves you, you turn it to job. That's disgracing. That is embarrassing. Seriously, are you joking? Guys, I believe and I want to believe we do not have those types of people. People, let me say it gently now, people on this pod, because it's dangerous. And yes, it's bad to answer the question. It is really absolutely bad. His love, he said he loves you now. He did not say he wants to give you a job. Loving someone is now a job. You say I have to change tone because I don't understand no more. Where is this life going to? And to Anna, it can be a serious issue. I'm telling you, serious issue. How now? It's bad, babe. Really, it's bad. Honestly, bad. Because it can as well be asking you for money too. I mean, both of you are in this relationship together. And then you come out and start shouting, feminism. And I'm all for feminism. I mean, I'm all for the fact that men and women are not equal, but I'm all for the fact that in the work world, in the career world now, in the rising world, like, who should be bosses? Now, not only guys are allowed to be bosses, because ladies work too. Now, guys cannot always be bosses over ladies all the time. And even checking statistics, ladies make better bosses. Ladies make better leaders than guys. Good with management, good with thoughts, good with juggling things, and we make better leaders than guys. So I'm all for the support of ladies also rising to become MDs, CEOs, executives. I mean, be on the board of directors, be chairmen and chairwomen. I don't know if that adds up. Become chairwomen at their places of work or at their jobs. I'm all for that. But then you come and start saying you're a Twitter feminist. Ha, I pity you. You are out like this. You are pushing yourself like this into embarrassment and you are enjoying it. I so pity you. I don't pity people, but I pity you on this table. I pity you so much. You still come and tell me your story now. It's you people that will not come and be giving us problems to be solving for you on the pod. It's you same people. So I'm waiting, don't worry. I'm waiting for you people. I'm always here. We're all in the hood together. Let's solve our issues. So I'm here. I'm down for you guys. Trust me. All right. So those are the two problems or issues I'll say we have on Love Ambassador for this episode. So moving to the major of this. Of this episode, our topic is, I don't even know what our topics around because I'm still trying to look for a catchy topic for this episode, but just know it's talking on jealousy. Oof, jealousy. Whoa. Okay, so how do I start? Let's just start with definitions. You know, I'm all about definitions, analogies, stories. Those three, they are my forte. So let's start with definitions. Now, this jealousy, it's in tea. There are two ways to things in this life. Yeah, even life itself is either good or it's bad. So there are two ways to things in this life. But this jealousy is more than two ways. Literally, more than two ways. So let's see. According to the English dictionary, it means protective, zealously guarding, careful in the protection of something one has or appreciates. Now, this used an example from the Bible, Exodus 34:14, NET version, whatever that version is. For you must not worship any other God, for the Lord, whose name is Jehovah, is a jealous God. Now, this second one, and this is the one that really relates to this episode. It says, envious, feeling resentful or angered towards someone for a perceived advantage or success. Underline the word perceived, material or otherwise, suspecting, suspicious. Now, all these definitions of jealousy, right, correct. It just depends on the context at which you use it. Now, they say nothing is really bad. Now, I know jealousy is bad. I mean, jealousy in the second definition context. Hello? Yes. That's bad. Now, I said you should underline the word perceived, because perceived, what does it mean? You're not even sure. You only smell it. It didn't just enter you. It just entered you, and then you're already, are you joking? Now, I'm a jealous person. Not in a bad way. Like, I know saying, if you're successful, I'll clap for you. But when it's my turn to, you clap for me. I mean, when it's my turn, you don't try to, like, push me in the hole. So, what's my business? You're successful, I'm going to be proud of you. In fact, if that's what I want, when I see people around me being successful, it means good things, though. Because it means, surely, it will soon get to me. It will get to me. And then being successful, somebody can come out and say, let's go out, build on me. You don't want to enjoy that one. You just want to be jealous and just be driving that your evil spirit of jealousy inside people is bad. Stop it. How you know if you're a jealous person, yeah? I'll put it here for you so you understand. So, first of all, I don't know how this is going to go. I do not know. But to me, jealousy, I see it as wahala. Now, jealousy is a natural feeling. Once you're a human being, or once you're a human being, whatever is the right one for you, it's a natural feeling. Jealousy comes just like, I mean, take a look. Even God self is jealous. When you worship another God, he had to put it in his 10 commandments. So it's a natural feeling, and we are all made in his image and his likeness. So it's a natural feeling, but then you do not allow it to graduate. I mean, you don't allow it to take over you. It's a feeling there. Feelings will ruin you. In fact, so the most did you guys get that? The most common form. Can you imagine? Oh, the most common form of jealousy. Yes. Is fear of abandonment. That's being abandoned by someone. That's the most common form. Now, you feel jealous when you feel someone's going to abandon you, or someone's going to push you one side. Someone's going to ignore you. Now, my own kind of jealousy is this kind of thing that, okay, let me just give you the basic thing. Well, don't go and tongue twist yourself, Junior. So the basic thing of my own type of jealousy is, okay, we are two. Maybe you're my friend, you're my brother, you're my whatever. But we are just two. And we go to greet somebody, or we see someone we know, or something, sha. And then the person hugs you, and the person doesn't hug me. Now I'm jealous. Like, guy, hug me. Hello. And even hug me better than you hug the other person. Do you understand? So that's my own type of jealousy. Like, someone, I don't know how to put it, but mine is all fun and jokes. Like, I don't really care. I don't really take it to heart. I just use it to have fun. I mean, I'm not jealous of nobody, because actually, I even want to help people to be more successful. Do you understand? Now, than me, if God says so. If not, like, I don't send nobody. You're successful for yourself. I'm happy for you. I'm proud of you. In fact, I support you. I never discourage people, even if you are doing the bad things. I never discourage people because I've seen it that when I talk, they don't listen. When they're inside the old finish, they start shouting, do you need help? Like, whoa, what? And then it's still the same advice I gave at the beginning, or the same help I offered at the beginning. I'm going to keep offering because I'm not going to change it. No, for no reason, because you were the deaf one. Hello, undeaf yourself. So that happens. So that's my own type of jealousy. And now I've checked, I've researched different types of jealousy, the one for fear of abandonment, the family type of jealousy. That's the one I had. Like, as soon as my younger brother was born, I became jealous of him. That's when I started putting him under tables. I started messing with him. I started biting mom and fighting mom because she was always taking care of a newborn than me. But then, did I understand? Nah. So that's the jealousy I know that. So jealous of this boy. I was so jealous of him. And considering that I was the specimen as per firstborn. So I was the one, I was the lab rat. I was the one they used for, I went to a public private secondary school, Federal Government Girls College, Shagamo. Remember, I went to a private international school, secondary school, all 6 years. Can you imagine? Jeez. But then they just had to equate it with the tertiary level. We both went to the same university. FUNAB. It's still there. I'm done. Yeah, so that's that. And the kind of friendship jealousy, there's relationship jealousy. Like when your partner feels maybe they do not have full trust in you, or they do not really trust you, and they feel, okay, maybe you're cheating on them or this and that. That's another form of jealousy. Do you understand? And there's another form of jealousy whereby you're just jealous of someone's achievements, and then you just wash the person down. You just downplay the person. I once had a friend like that, but it's all good now. Like I said, I don't send anybody's father. I don't send nobody. So it's done. And then I realized the more I kept staying in that relationship with that friend, now she's a girl. You guys should not think otherwise. The more I kept staying in that relationship with that friend, it wasn't good. Red flag. Don't know if I got the sound, but. So like I said, a jealous person downplays your achievements. You achieve something, okay, like say you bought a house and you invite them over. They're like, oh, the house is nice, the house is fine, but it's a little bit small. Like, why would you say that? Just congratulate me and get a move on it. Like, match your behind. Follow it. I don't know. Like, I got a house. Just be happy for me. Do not come and tell me, oh, it's a little bit small. Why are you to tell me it's a little bit small for myself? Do you that know me to know it's a little bit small for me? Are you going to be staying here with me? You're just jealous. Move your ass. Spread malicious gossip about you. Like, that's the most common one. When they're jealous of you, they try to find other people to join the haters gang, and they become more famous. In fact, they don't even realize they are doing you more of a favor than they are hurting you. That's if you do not give an actual CRAP about them. But if you do, man, it's the other way around. Or they just talk shizzles about you. When I mean shizzles, I mean SHIT, you get. So just talk shizzles about you at your back, and yep, jealousy is crazy. Jealousy is bad. Jealousy, And ways to get over jealousy. What to do when feeling jealous? I don't know. Just zone your mind out. Basically, I can just give you advice from my own perspective, but you can find other ways. Just know. You have to work on it. If you see you're getting jealous at every little thing, say mental thing, go and check yourself. Maybe you should go and relax. Oh, go rest. Rest. I think you need to check yourself then. If you see that you're constantly doing this thing, rest. I mean, rest. Be happy for people when you get to know them. I think that's like the basic thing. Just always zone your mind off that. People's clock work differently. It's their time, not your time. But then you should just be praying to God that your time too will come. Like, don't just be jealous. Why would you be jealous? Celebrate them, be happy for them. When you do that, you see that yourself, you'll be happy. You'll be happy, you'll be productive than just being jealous. It takes a lot of things from you. Being jealous takes a whole lot of things from you. And you don't want that, I'm very sure. You do not want that. So be happy for people when you get to know them and just be grateful for them in your life. Like I said at the beginning, gratitude is the new attitude. Be happy for them. Yeah. Because if you're a jealous person, another disadvantage. That's if I mentioned one disadvantage. If you're a jealous person, you won't go past the person you're being jealous of, because you constantly be under that person because you are jealous of that person. So you'll be seeing that person as a mark that you have to reach. You'll be seeing that person as a project that you have to win, that you have to beat. So you'll be trying to walk to be like that person. And then that person is moving. So you can never get past that person. And that's not what God created you for. No. Dead that thought. Down it. That is not what God created you for. I mean, No. Don't do that. It's dangerous. A jealous person never gets past the person he or she is jealous of. What is he about? Jealous of. Yeah. Of is the best thing. So, I don't know what to do when feeling jealous. Did I just say I don't know? Actually, I think I've told you already. I can't actually say, because being jealous, it's not my forte. It doesn't occur to me. I mean, I don't let feelings. Feelings will ruin you. Hello, feelings, flesh. We operate from the spiritual realm now. No feelings, no flesh, anything. From this, we correct it from the spirit. If you understand what I mean. So, that is it though. So, what to do? Maybe, I think for some people, just like living that environment. Okay, if you think you cannot control your jealousy, leave the person for a while and go and work on yourself. Basically, just work on yourself. I don't know what else to say. Work on yourself and you'll be fine. Talk to God. I'll just keep going back to talk to God. Because this jealousy is a natural phenomenon, yeah? It's a natural feeling. It's a natural wahala. So, talk to God that created you. And tell him you want to down it. You want to zero it. Yeah? That would be good. That would be absolutely, totally good. I hope I've been able to chip in some advice to convince you guys and not confuse you guys that jealousy is a bad habit. It's a bad thing. Do not do it. Don't be jealous. Instead, work on yourself. Work on yourself. Work on yourself to be productive. Work on yourself to be successful. Work on yourself to be prosperous. Won't you like it if you have like a team of friends and you guys are like prosperous together and you guys like travel the world together? I mean, I don't know if it's my thoughts, but that's what I want. Me and my friends, all prosperous. You know, someone says bills on me, let's go. There's dignity. There's dignity in dignity. I don't know if that's the right thing, but yes, just take it like that. So I've come to the end of this episode. Join me same time next week for a more interesting one. From Dunya. Jealousy is a bad habit. Yes, curb it. Chase it away. So I'll see you guys on the next episode. Bye.